I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Memory is one of the most complex processes in the brain. To talk about how the human brain processes, stores, and retrieves memories is Dr. Leonardo Bonilla. He's a neurologist, epilepsy specialist, and brain and language researcher at MUSC. Dr. Bonilla, tell us about memory.
Hi, Bobby. Thanks for having me. Memory is the human's brain ability to store and subsequently retrieve information. It is one of the most important cognitive skills and the basis of most of our individuality and arguably even consciousness.
What are the steps that are involved when the brain processes and stores and then retrieves memories?
The human brain, and possibly the brain of many other animals, form memories by encoding, which is the act of perceiving external information from our senses, but also from our internal states, emotions, mood, etc. These are combined and encoded in our nervous system through the brain cell circuits. Later, this information is retrieved when something calls for it, sometimes voluntarily and sometimes involuntarily.
Tell us a few of the important details about how memory really works.
That's an interesting point. We usually need to be paying attention to something for that memory to stick. Oftentimes, if somebody's worried or preoccupied with something else and not paying enough attention, the data is not encoded properly and therefore cannot be retrieved later. This is a common reason for which people come to memory clinics, worrying that their memories are not working properly. In many cases, the memory is working fine and the main problems are related to the lack of encoding due to insufficient attention from busy life schedule, etc.
And what else is involved in how the memory works?
The other very important and interesting fact about memory is that our brains form memories by associations. We store information by linking external sensory input between themselves and also with our internal state. This can be very helpful at times, and some people can greatly explore this fact to improve their memory by using these associations to help them remember facts. You remember one thing, and you remember the other.
How does the brain decide which memories are most important? Are there sort of VIP memories that get stored in some special place in the brain?
The brain decides which memories are important based on the importance that the facts have overall, but also based on our state of mind when we are encountered with new information. So something that is very meaningful is usually well stored, but also something without any particular significance, which may happen to occur in the context of something else that may be more salient, for example, a happy day or something like that, can also be hard to forget. The important memories are not stored in one particular place in the brain, but they are likely more strongly and redundantly connected to other information, and that is why it's easier to bring them up.
What are some of the common things that can impair our memory? You mentioned attention as one thing. Are there other things?
So going back to attention, anything that can decrease one's level of attention, such as lack of sleep, worries, preoccupation, etc., can prevent the encoding of information and therefore impair memory. States when the brain is also not working well because of some other illness, like, for example, having a cold or more serious medical conditions, can also affect how the brain works and impair retrieval. And finally, there are specific neurological diseases that predominantly affect brain systems that are important for memory, Alzheimer's disease being one of the most relevant examples.
Dr. Bonilla, thanks for this information about how memory works.
It's my pleasure, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.